Hey everybody, this is John Eric Bentley, the voice of Baird Wallace from Final Fantasy VII The Remake, Nick Fury from Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, and so many other projects, and you are listening to Hawaii's number one podcast, the Casanova Podcast. Yeah.
Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of Hawaii's number one podcast. Yes, I'm coming back for the number one spot, the Casanova Podcast. I'm your host, Mikel Casanova, joined today by my brother, the one, the only, the phenomenal Delvin Cox of the Delvin Cox Experience. What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's up, bro? I'm happy to be back on the podcast, man. It's time for you to get that number one spot, and who better to help you get that spot than your boy, man?
You know, you the wise man over here, you know, so...
how's it been going, man? I hear a lot of brothers out there hating.
Man,
it's crazy out here, man. It's a competitive business, man. People getting mad and getting all salty about it, but you know, that's part of the game,
you know. And that's the thing, is so interesting, is like the way people are nowadays, like they're so quick to run the social media, post the vaguest bullshit, and you know, it's like, it's aimed at somebody, but they'll post it. They ain't got the balls to say shit to your face. I'm getting tired. And I know I brought this up briefly when I was on your show yesterday, the transactional nature of content creators. I'm getting tired of this shit.
It's kind of, it's gross. You know, to talk about some positive stuff.
Yeah, let's go.
To bring it back. Talk about the positive stuff, you know. Being in this content creation game, I've met some amazing people. I will tout some of those people on here, like Crystal Storm. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing person. She does, like, I met her years ago because she wrote this book called Snarky. It's like a book series that's really cool about, basically it's aliens versus the mob. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool book series. So I watched her. She was a host on, she was a judge on the Who Will Win show. The people who like the Who Will Win show, the audio podcast, gets a lot of listeners. It's a very popular show.
Yeah.
I've been a judge on the show several times. Very popular show. She was a judge on there like a few times. Me and her became very cool and stuff like that. And I watched her from making this book series. And then she pivoted to make this thing. She loves Star Wars. Mm-hmm. She's like a big Star Wars fan. So she got the idea of making an audio drama about Star Wars, set in the Old Republic era of Star Wars. She called it Legacy, a Star Wars audio drama. And I was thankful that I was one of the first person she let hear it. She let me hear it, like, the early stages of it. I'm like, you know what? And she got, she, like, found voice actors on the internet. Not even voice actors, just people she knew on the internet. And I heard episode one, I'm like, you know what? This isn't bad. This is pretty decent, you know, for somebody like an indie podcaster to create this, it's pretty decent. And as that series went on, it ended now, but as it went on, it went from being decent to amazing. And it was really cool watching from the beginning stages of it to where it ended. Mm-hmm. And the finale of that series, listening to people. Like what she was doing, which I thought was really cool. She would have these, they were called Legacy Tuesdays, where people would come in and listen to the episode. And like a lot of people would come and listen to the episodes and stuff like that and comment. And she would review, she would interview the voice cast and stuff like that. Some episodes she would have me interview the voice cast because, you know, that's one of my things, one of my fortes. And
damn good at it.
I watched, thank you, brother. I watched that room fill up from 5 people to 50 people to 100 people. And I watched her at the same time. I watched her podcast listens go from 20 people to 50 people to thousands of people. I think it's like in 100,000 listens right now, a little bit over 100,000 listens for this series. And it's from hard work. And the one thing I always appreciated about that is everybody that she brought along for the ride, one, they got better. All of them got better. They all built each other up. And they're still with her, rocking with her. She's because of this one series, she has her own network of audio dramas, original audio dramas that she makes. And she funded because of listeners, because people listen, and she did like a fundraising event for it. And one of the things I loved about this thing that Crystal did so much that I thought was so amazing, one, it inspired other people to do their own type of things, like audio dramas based off of, like, there's another one that I was a part of. I played Green Lantern in called, you ever heard of the Justice League movie that was supposed to come out a while back called Justice League Mortal?
Yeah. And that's what you read?
Well, this guy, yes, this guy named Matthew Dawson, he got stripped offline, recreated it into an audio drama. And I got to play John Stewart Green Lantern, who was originally in the movie supposed to be played by Common. And people, same thing. And I'm just bringing it back to Crystal. She helped promote that. She did the narration for that, for the Justice League Mortal. That blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's kind of starting this whole universe that he writes for now of just DC stuff. Like he has Nightwing. He has Arrow and Canary. He just started casting for I think it's Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets thousands of people like submitting in their roles and stuff to be a part of these series. And you know, it's really cool that I've watched these people all work together as a community and do nothing but build each other up. No bullshit. No complaining, no back talking behind each other's back, but they're saying, hey, you're working on this project? That's cool. Hop on my project. Oh, you can hop on my project. All love. And the only thing we ask for is just thank you. And they have each other's back, and they're getting some super from the beginning where they had people who didn't know how to voice act to now they're getting real voice actors and actresses, and they're doing amazing stuff, and it all sounds professional. You will listen to this like, oh, this sounds up there with the stuff that Marvel puts out and DC puts out in audio jumps. I wouldn't even go as far as saying that I think that if DC or Marvel or Star Wars would have their own division of audio dramas, they should hire Crystal Storm. They should hire Matthew Dawson because they're that good. And that's all because people looked out for each other, had each other's back, and went to bat for each other and didn't do the thing that you just talking about. In short, we get a lot farther when we work together.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it shouldn't be as hard to do that. You know, being able to pull together. And it's just one of the things. I know this is everywhere. You know, when I hone it down to like Hawaii, there's so much of this crabs in a bucket mentality out here. Like I went to an event, I want to say 2.5 weeks ago, they had this thing, this on Kaneohe up north for where they wanted all the Hawaii creators in this group. I'm in this group called Hawaii Creator Collective. And I went there, and it was the first event I ever went to help them set up. Got there, nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew what we were supposed to do. Nobody's communicating. But all these other people there just talking crap about each other behind each other's back. And then when they see each other's face, they smiling and praising them. And then talking crap about me because I don't have a big Instagram following. I'm over here like, I don't focus on Instagram like that. But even if I did, my following doesn't mean what my value is. And so I'm just seeing this, and I'm just, you know, and they're over here like, oh, well, I'm local famous. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm known the world over. Don't nobody know you outside of Hawaii. And that's not me trying to flex, but it's like, what is it like? And it's weird, man. And it's, I've told my wife, like, I'm at a point now where I'm having to be real selective about who I rock with. And I thought I had gotten to a point where I curated that, you know, like you and I have known each other nearly over half a decade. Never. Yeah. We've never once had an issue with each other. And the way we met and were connected was because of what's his name? Amazing Lucas and some dumb shit he said, which Michael Coulter, by the way, I don't talk to Lucas no more at all. I haven't talked to him in years, but like, you know, Michael Coulter took issue with some of the stuff he said, you know, and then I was talking to him, I was chopping it up with you. That's how we got connected.
Yeah.
And been like brothers ever since. And it's like,
exactly.
You've had my back. You've helped me with so much, getting my podcast outside of Hawaii and you know, let me be in the group and all that. I left the group just because I wasn't active in it. And that's just the thing. If I'm not contributing to something, I don't think I should stay in it to take advantage of it. I would just leave it.
Makes sense.
And that's just how I am, you know? And it's just, you know, good stuff with you. Good stuff with B-Rob. Good stuff with a lot of other people you introduced me to. You know, Jay Sandlin, him too. You know, all these people that are great. And then I deal with all these other people who think they got to step on somebody. They got to use somebody. It don't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't. I don't think people realize that there are millions of podcasts out there.
Yeah.
A lot of these podcasts get a lot of listens. You know, I know people don't think that way, but if you think of some of all your favorite podcasts, I'll put it to you in layman's terms. I'll put it into as simple terms as possible.
Good.
Let's make it about hip hop.
All right.
You got the Joe Budden podcast. You got Drink Champs. You got The Breakfast Club. You got $1 million Worth of Game. That's four right now, just Nate, right now, that get millions of downloads. You know, mm-hmm. If we go to wrestling podcasts, you got Fightful, you got what Dave Meltzer does, you got so many podcasts. There are so many avenues that people can go out there and people will listen if you just make quality content. There's enough space out there for everybody. If you want to even go differently, let's go video games, because Casanova podcast, video game stuff, you know. You got IGN, you got Kind of Funny. Mm-hmm. You got Kotaku. You got shit. I'm part of a big video game network. I'm part of PSVG. Play some video games. We get thousands of listeners on PSVG. You know, there's enough space for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pull each other down to accomplish your goals. If anything, it's better that you lift each other up, because the same person you're trying to pull down today can hit and reach the top tomorrow. And a lot of times those people remember that you were the same dude pulling them down. You know, I know it's not a popular thing to say, but this is true. Give a perfect example. Look at Logan Paul. You can love or hate Logan Paul. I don't care about that. That's not neither here nor there. That guy made a success out of himself. He went from being a YouTuber to a podcaster, to a boxer, to a WWE star. The man hustled to get what he wanted to. And the cool thing about Logan Paul that I appreciate, if there's nothing else you like about, I know there's things you can not like about Logan Paul, and that's very fair. But every time I see Logan Paul, you see Jake Paul, you see I Show Speed, you see all these people he brought along with him for the ride, all these people that he got cool with, that started from day one to now, that are still with Logan Paul, making bank. That's dope. Whether you love him or hate him, it's dope that he has brought people up with him, and he still rocks with them, and he still does things with them, and he helps bring them together. The fact that we were just talking about the day, WrestleMania, the Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, and who was it?
Randy Orton.
Third person. Randy Orton match. He had YouTubers all in the match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, this, it's wild that, like, people were seeing their favorite YouTuber get RKO'd by Randy Orton. That says something. That legitimizes what we do.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or not, the fact that YouTubers are out there getting RKO'd on WWE TV on an event that probably was seen by millions, maybe a billion at this point. Mm-hmm. That WrestleMania was a huge event. The fact that Logan Paul was one of the headliners and ICO Speed,
yeah,
getting RKO in front of everybody, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That's what you want our people to be. When I say our people, I mean like entertainers, YouTubers, podcasters, all fit in the same umbrella. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to be. You want to get to that level where we're seen as legitimate, because when me and you first started, Mikhail, we were a niche thing.
Yep.
That wouldn't be around forever, thing like that. People would say, oh, it's just like, this is just like radio. Nobody's listening to radio. Nobody listens to podcasts. Who cares? This is what nerds do. Now, fast forward to 2024, everybody in their mama got a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian had one. Barack Obama had one. Will Smith has one. Everybody in the world wants to have a podcast, and a successful one. And not all of them are successful. That's the most interesting thing about it. You have to have talent and craft, and you have to know how to talk to people and get them to listen to your show. And not everybody can do that. And proof of that is the fact that so many celebrities have started podcasts, and they last for 3 episodes, and they're gone.
Yep.
You got to bring something to the table. And my friend, Mikhail Casanova, does that. Delvin Cox does that. And that's why we're still here.
And we were doing this back when it wasn't like, now you got all these different platforms from Zoom to, you know, some folks still use Skype. Some people use what I'm using, Podcastle, or, you know, StreamYard, all these. Before all that, we were having to do this the archaic way. Before there was software for noise rejection, when you had to have an expensive XLR mic, when you had to have curated rooms. Like, we were doing this back when other people wasn't willing to put that work into it and making it sound professional.
I remember when we had, like, there wasn't that many platforms you can, like, post your podcast on. So you had to, like use SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Or like if you want to record a podcast, you had to use Skype, and Skype didn't have the function where you could just like take the audio off of it. So you had to get a program to pull the audio off of Skype to get the audio feed for it. It was just that was the era.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, just looking. So I've had people reach out to me recently within the last couple of months. They're saying, hey, I want to start a podcast, but it seems overwhelming. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, yo, you got it easy. Just pick a platform. Everything you need is right there. Literally. Like, you don't have to jump through all the hoops. You don't need the expensive microphones. You don't need, if you want to do a video podcast, you don't need a DSLR camera. You don't need all this stuff. And a lot of people fall into the trap of, I got to buy the most expensive stuff. That don't matter.
No, it doesn't. You don't even have to pay to like host a podcast now.
No. You never do have to do that.
Yeah. Spotify does it for free. Like, you can go on Spotify and sign up for a podcast, and they'll do it for you. They'll literally do everything for you.
Yep. All you need to do is have a thumbnail and a title. That's it. Upload your thing and there you go. But yeah, man, I apologize for going on that little rant at the beginning.
No, you're fine, bro.
That shit just pissed me off. It just, you know, when you're trying to bring folks up with you, you're trying to do something for your folks. And so I get this a lot. You know, you mentioned earlier that I'm black and I let people know, and I do. I get a lot of folks to say that I don't. So like Black History Month, I usually try to say something on it. In the last couple of years, and whenever I try to say something, they're like, well, you can't participate. You're not black. Ain't you Samoan? Ain't you Hawaiian? Ain't you this? And I'm like, why is that? How are we questioning my blackness?
Yeah. Just because you're part black, part Samoan, that doesn't negate either one. You don't have to be one or the other. That's not how that works.
Right.
They do the same thing with The Rock. The Rock's part black. They're like, oh, no, he's Samoan. Like, no, that's not how that works. He's part black and part Samoan. It's okay. Follow me now. It's okay. You can be both. He doesn't have to pick. Like, no. He doesn't just like one day just hop out of the room like, oh, I guess I'm black today. The next day, like, I guess I'm Samoan. That's not how that works.
Yeah, and I feel like, was it, I think it was Mark Henry, because someone asked him about that. He said, you can't question, he said, The Rock is black. He said, that's a brother right there. You can't question that.
Yeah, that's not how, like I said, people are always going to question you, especially if you're mixed. They're always going to try to question you about your blackness or what you can be or what you can't be. It's ridiculous. Like, how are you going to tell somebody what their race is and what their struggle is? How are you going to tell a black person about their black experience? A lot of times people who do it aren't even black.
That's the damn truth.
Yeah, they're not even black. How are you going to tell me about my black experience and you're not black? Be like, but you're Samoan. Like, what are you talking about? You're not neither one of those things.
Oh man. So let's pivot a bit. Let's talk about you. We should have kicked it off, and I might rearrange the whole show to start with you, and then
that's fine.
So, all right, man. For the two motherfuckers in the back that don't know who you are, don't know what you do, ladies and gentlemen of the internet and around the world. This man right here is one of my mentors, one of my brothers,
thank you.
The phenomenal Delvin Cox. Go ahead and tell people what you do. Them 10 motherfuckers who don't know.
For those who don't know, I host a podcast called The Delvin Cox Experience. It's a podcast about diversity. I have a tagline that basically says I'm on a one-man mission to not the culture through diversity. I've been doing the podcast for quite a while now. You know, it's been a minute, like probably a little bit over half a decade. You know, it's been a great ride, man. I've met some interesting people. I've met some amazing people. Stan Bush is one of them, you know, wrote The Touch. Rodney Barnes is another one who wrote Winning Time and stuff like that. I've interviewed a lot of great people. It's a great show. And then with me doing these shows, it offered me all the opportunities where I've been a guest judge on the Who It Win show. For those who don't know, the Who It Win show is the show where I've been a frequently guest judge on that show, where the show where they put two random superheroes or two random characters from comic books, pop culture, or fiction in a fictional battle to decide who would win. Mm-hmm. It's a great show hosted by James Gaffney and Race to Canis. And, you know, I've been a judge on them multiple times at points. I've been on a lot of damn podcasts now that I think about it. I've been on quite a few podcasts. And those opportunities also come to be the host of several podcasts on the Place of Video Games Network. You know, for those who don't know, Place of Video Games Network has been around for a while. They've had on guests like Colin Moriarty. They have on Jeff Grubb a lot. They have a lot of people like that. You know, it's not the thing. It's just about having fun talking about video games, stuff like that. I'm one of the hosts of the podcast called The Literal Show PSVG. I'm also a co-host on a podcast called Nintendo Shack, which is very popular. Talking about Nintendo stuff. I'm also the co-host on a podcast called PSXP. That's the PlayStation podcast for the show. Is that all I do? No, that is not all I do, in fact. I also am now a voice actor because, I was talking about before, I was a character on the show Star Wars Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I played a character for a brief part called Corso Riggs, which was a fun character to play. I got killed after having sex. That was a thing. That was literally a thing in the show, which was fun. I also played John Stewart Green Lantern in Justice League Mortal and some other things. My character, I can't spoil it all, but if you're following the Mortalverse, John Stewart Green Lantern comes around a couple of times. So you can hear me play that character multiple times.
Okay. So getting into voice acting, how has that experience been? Like, how a lot of people have an idea of what it is, but like, you're actually doing it. So let's talk about it.
It's wild. It's wild and it's fun, man. It's fun just like, I'll give you the story. So, you know, when I did the Corso Riggs thing, when I on our Legacy was a favorite. They were like, yeah, we need a character real quick to do this voice line. I think it'd be fun that you play this character since you're a big fan of Legacy. I'm such a big fan of Star Wars Legacy. They had a contest for the show where they gave away a lightsaber. Mm-hmm. The main character is Larissa Dacklin. She has this cool badass lightsaber, mm-hmm. and I won the lightsaber. So I have it in my house just posted up. It's a cool ass lightsaber. But that's neither here nor there. So I played the Corso Rig character. They killed me off immediately, which was fun. And then after Legacy was gone, you know, Matthew Dawson, he was like, I'm doing the Justice League Mortal thing. And he put out a voice acting call, which he does sometimes. Like, you know, hey, doing this project, a DC project. You want to be a part of it? So the first thing that came to my mind was, you know what? Because he listed the people he was looking for. I'm like, damn. John Stewart Green Lantern. There's not a lot of black guys to play that role. That's going to probably go out there and try to, because the role wasn't a paying role. So I figured, you know what? I would love to play that role. But I also know that if a voice, an actual really good voice actor comes in, I'm kind of fucked. So I'm like, but I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to shoot my shot.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, I looked at the role. There was one guy. There was a couple guys who went out for roles. But there was one guy in particular I looked at like, yo, he is an incredible voice actor. I want to get his name. I'm looking up his name right now real quick. This is my guy. And I can't believe I just blanked on his name real quick. But I did. And sorry, my bad, homie. But I'm going to look up his name real quick because he is a phenomenal voice actor. And anybody, Gerald Hill, this is my guy. Check out his stuff. And once you see Gerald Hill's stuff, you're like, oh, he's legit. He's and he voice acts a character in My Time in Sandrock. So you might want to have him on the show, Mikhail.
Oh, okay.
I will send you his information. But Gerald Hill, I saw he tried out for the role, and I heard him voice act. I'm like, oh, this dude is good. He is really good. So I'm like, ain't no way I'm getting this role. so I'm like, all right. So I tried out for it anyway. I put out my lines and stuff like that, right? Then I get a message on a DM, and the DM is like, we're happy to announce, Devin, you got the role for John Stewart Green Lantern. I'm like, what? I'm like shocked. I'm excited and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, this is going to be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald Hill got the role of John Johns, Martian Manhunter.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, we're in there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is dope. So they do the thing, which I love that Matthew Dawson does this. After he cast everybody, he put out this blast on, which I didn't know he was going to do, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, announcing the cast with their picture and the picture of who they're playing. And Twitter, it blew up. People saw, like, thousands of people saw it and tweeting it, like, stuff like that. Like, people were excited to hear about it. On Facebook, it went insane because my family saw it. They're like, holy, this is the podcast thing you're doing? This is, like, all this time we told you to do a podcast and you didn't tell us you were playing goddamn Green Lantern. So they saw the voice cast list and they were, like, freaking out. Like, yeah, it's a real thing. It's really cool that, you know, people were, like, excited for it and stuff like that. And people kept messaging, like, hey, when is this coming out? When is this coming out? So like, yeah, it's coming out soon. I did my last one, so I'm nervous and stuff. You know, I've worked on it really hard, you know. I didn't think nothing of it. Then he was like, Matthew messaged me like, Delvin, I think you want to hear this. And what it was the trailer for Justice League Mortal. Now, you're wondering, like, people probably wondering, like, why are we excited for that? It's the trailer. The trailer starts with me saying the Green Lantern quote, the Green Lantern oath. Yes. So the fact that me, just not even thinking I'm going to get this, starts off the trailer doing the oath from Brightest Day, from Darkest Night, you know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That starts off the trailer. And I'm watching people's reaction to it. And they're all saying the same thing. Like, holy shit, that Green Lantern was awesome. That was, like, amazing. And that was, like, cool to start a trailer like that. It was, like, and everybody just so hyped for it. It was, like, one of the most amazing things I've ever experienced in my life. Then it comes out. People love it. one of the coolest things I've gotten from this whole experience was the fact that a few people messaged me and they were like, when we think of Green Lantern now, we think of you. And I'm like, holy shit, that's amazing.
For real.
You know, and I was like, I was shocked and I was like, I was happy because that's a high bar.
Yeah.
Phil LaMarr was my Green Lantern. That is the GOAT. You know, Samurai Jack. Phil LaMarr is the GOAT. And I wanted to make sure I didn't try to just copycat him, so I did my own thing with it. And the fact that people are like, there are kids and younger generations like, yo, from this audio drama, this dude is my Green Lantern. I'm like, that's awesome. And that's something I'll never forget, man. It's just an amazing thing that, you know, I'm very happy. If I never voice acted ever again, I'm content because that moment right there made it worth it.
That. Wow. To be told yeah, that, man, that's iconic.
It's kind of crazy.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
So, do you see yourself like doing more voice acting, or do you see yourself doing more like, you know, if an opportunity comes up, you hop into it? Because like, I feel like now getting into voice acting is so much, just like podcasting, just like we were talking earlier, it's so much easier to do it now than, you know, before when you had to either be in LA or Texas and you had to be near the studios. Now it seems like, you know, you got the equipment, you got a good network connection. If you can record good audio, there you go.
I feel like it's one of those things that I will shoot my shot more now.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something I think is cool and it's something I like, especially if it's on the indie side of things, I'll definitely shoot my shot and take a hand at it because I think it was, above everything else, it was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
So for people out here listening to this episode right now, man, shoot your shot. Even if you don't get it, just keep shooting your shot, man, because it's fun. It's an experience. And you don't know who you will inspire by you shooting your shot. And I tell Mikhail this all the time. There are people out here who listen to the Casanova podcast and say, you know what? I want a podcast now. This dude makes me want to do a podcast. There are people who listen to Devil Cock Experience who've been inspired to podcast and do their thing. And, you know, that's important. So when you think you don't matter to people, you definitely matter. When you think that your voice acting, your abilities, and your talent don't matter, you matter. But the thing is, you have to put yourself out there.
Yeah. And it's really a thing where, like, when you're so focused on where you are, like, if that's the only thing is, like, where you are, being, like, your neighborhood, the people you're around, they only see one side of you, and a lot of that is based off of whatever their preconceived notion of you is. But when you go outside Correct. Of that, you know, as an example, so we did the Kauai Con, was it, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago? So we had all, you know, the voice of Vegeta was there, so Chris Sabat, we had Cali Bear does Ryu from Street Fighter. Like, all these folks were there. And, like, I'm going up. When I went to go get a, you know, an autograph with Chris Sabat, he's like, you're Mikhail Casanova. I know who you are. I like your podcast. When you going to have me on? You had all my other colleagues on. You didn't have me. And I'm just like, me? You know, and it's like, you just, if all you do is focus on those who are around you, you're never going to realize how wide yeah. your reach can be. So.
Yeah. You got to go out there and you got to put yourself out there. You got to talk to people. You got to go be like Mikhail. You got to reach people and get your voice out there. If you don't do it, man, you're missing out and you're hurting yourself, honestly speaking. You're hurting yourself and you're not enough people are getting to see your talent because you are talented. You may not know what your talent is, but you're talented. You have to put it out there for the world to see.
Yeah. And the other thing I definitely want to touch on real quick is with all the different shows that you're on, all the different podcasts, the voice acting gigs, stuff you do outside of it. I know you're a family man too. You got your kids. Dude, yes. At what point do you have time for you? Because a lot of people don't realize that when you're in this content creating space and you just go, 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 your time is very valuable.
Yeah, that's true. You got to know when to take time for yourself, for your mental health. You got to know when to like, maybe I'll stop right now. Like, maybe I'll take a couple weeks off of recording. You know, put some episodes in the batch. Like, all right, I'll record 3 episodes this week of my show. Or knowing how long, you got to know when you're stretching yourself too thin and know when you got to spend time with your family.
Yeah.
It's very important. Yeah. It's very important for your mental health and knowing when and how to unwind. Sometimes, I think that's the hardest thing about us being like content creators, knowing that while podcasting for us is unwinding, is also work. So we have to know, like, all right, we have to actually unwind. Not like, all right, I'm unwinding by podcasting and editing a podcast. Like, I have to know, put this away, sit down, relax. Go watch a movie.
Man,
anything else.
Dude, I've been doing that a lot lately. And I've had people say, well, isn't that like career suicide in a way? And I'm like, if you look at it like that, it could be. But I'm looking at it as, you know, like if you're driving a car, eventually you're going to run out of gas and you've got to refill. You got to go get it serviced. Exactly. It needs to get maintenance. So it's the same thing for us. We can't just be in front of the microphone, in front of the camera, constantly editing, constantly pumping out content. And when you're comparing yourself to the other folks like the IGNs and a lot of the bigger creators out there, you got to realize a lot of them got teams to do a lot of the work. Like my friend Kevin Kinson, you know, like I was talking to him and I think it was a kind of an eye-opening experience to him. So like we were talking when I had him on the show, he was saying like, you know, he shifted to a different team that he was working with. And for that, in between that shift, he had to do everything on his own. He was overwhelmed. He's like, I had to do the camera cuts, I had to do the recording, I had to do all that. It was overwhelming. I'm over here like, bro, I do all that on my own every day. You got a team? Count your blessings, brother.
Yeah. I don't know if people realize that. Like a lot of those shows, especially when you're part of like something like IGN, they have producers.
Yeah.
They have people who audio engineer their podcasts, even the big podcasts like the Joe Budden podcast. Have engineers to engineer the podcast. All these people have to do is just go in the studio, sit down, record, and go home.
That's it. That's it.
Big difference. We don't do that.
No.
We edit. We produce. We promote. We do everything else that comes with making the podcast. It's apples and oranges. Two different things, man. We do a lot.
So one of the other things I want to ask you, when it comes to being on these different platforms, where do you put the most focus for like distributing your content? Because it feels like Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, one day is to use hashtags, another day is to use links, another day is don't do either, just make it organic. Instagram, I honestly don't know what to do with Instagram anymore. You know, TikTok is another thing. Doing podcasts on TikTok or just sharing clips is really good. But it doesn't always translate into people going to where your podcast is. So what platforms do you focus on? And what advice, I know it's two questions, what advice would you give to someone trying to figure out where to put their focus for their content?
All right. This is an interesting question because it's a two-part way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Two-pronged way. If I'm going to be nice when I say this.
Oh, you gotta be nice.
So don't take this. Don't take this as an insult, people. If you're not known on any of the platforms, like you don't have a big following on X, you don't have a big following on Facebook, you don't have a big following on Instagram, then pick one and build that one up. Focus on that one and build that one up. Get that one bigger and better. Like friend of mine just passed away. Shit, less than a week ago, from they had a podcast called it's still going, Married to the Games. Gabe Patillo, great man. I met him like one of my inspirations for starting even podcasting. One of the things he did back in the Twitter days, when Twitter was sane, he used to go look at people's profiles, and he would see there was like video game focus and centers. He would DM like, "Hey man, I know you're into video games, stuff like that. Check out my podcast." And you know, it's no hate, no hate, just all love. And people maybe like one out through would check out his podcast, and they would enjoy it, and he would interact with them, and he would build up his fan base just by interacting and being a normal human being. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one way to do it. There's no rule book to this thing. However you can get people to follow your show and listen to your show is how you get them to do it, but just do it in a genuine way. Be your genuine self, you know. If you're on a platform, whatever platform you're the highest on, like if you have the most followers on Twitter, you should focus on Twitter. Have the most followers on Instagram, you should focus on Instagram. Wherever people talk to you and interact with you the most is the platform that you should focus on and help build. Because frankly speaking, if it's just you building the platform, and it's you and your marketing team, it's going to be really hard for you to juggle Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, make your podcast, edit your podcast, do ads for your podcast, promote your podcast. It's going to be very hard for you to do that all by yourself. Now, if you have a team, that's different. But you as one person, it's not going to be able to do that. It's almost impossible to do it to the best of your ability where you're going to get the most out of it. So my advice to everybody is just focus on one. Yeah, you can post on other ones here and there to get people out there. But focus on that one to get that one the best way you can so people know where you're at. And you can build that one up so people will keep going there.
Yeah. One of the things I like to use is I use OpenClip. I use that a lot. And so what I do with that is I'll take whatever, like if it's a YouTube video review or if it's a podcast, I throw it in there. It'll chop up, make my clips. It does my hashtags and everything. So I focus on YouTube shorts because that's the kind of thing that YouTube is pushing right now. So I focus on that and I push it out primarily to that, but I'll also push it out to Twitter or X. And I also push it out to TikTok, and they do well on those three platforms. Now, Instagram is kind of a hit or miss. And
yes,
you know, like I said, there are people in Hawaii creators that are really big on Instagram locally. And that's great. I ain't taking that away from them, but I've been in their group and it's really a follow for follow, like for like thing. And gotcha. My thoughts are, if that goes away, are you able to still maintain what you're doing on Instagram?
Ha.
You know?
There's that part.
Right. So, you know, I post here and there on Instagram. A lot of times I just kind of use Instagram. I find something funny. I share it on my story. I like it. You know, it's just kind of for me. But all this other stuff, I'm just like, where I'm making my money, TikTok, X, and YouTube. So I'm like, I got to keep the bills paid, got to keep the lights on. So I focus on that. And YouTube is a whole nother game. A lot of people are like, oh, you got to have multiple channels.
Yeah. YouTube is weird.
It is. So I'm going to say this because I know people who are very successful who have multiple channels, but if you're a singular entity and you ain't got a team, do not be trying to have multiple channels. What you can do is you can have variety content on your YouTube channel, just like on your podcast, but on your YouTube, you can lay it out on your homepage. Someone goes to your channel. So hell, you got, here are your reels, here are your shorts right there. Oh, you got a podcast? Here's a section for that. You got multiple podcasts. Is that podcast? Is that one? That? Oh, you do reviews here? Like, lay it out. Because I've learned from working with, you know, the industry, the game industry, the tech industry. If you know, these people, when they're reaching out, they're trying to see who to do paid gigs with, who to do what with. They ain't got all this time to go to 15 different channels that you got. If you can.
That's correct.
If you can, like, put everything concisely together, there you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's honestly the best way to do it, man. If you can get everything, make everything simple as possible for people to get to and to find it. Yeah. That works way better than all that other stuff.
Yeah. So outside of that, man, what's before we wrap this up, what are you working on right now?
I'm still working on a lot of different things, man. I'm working on, I can talk about that. Arrow and Canary series. It's the audio drama that Matthew Dawson doing. It's a fun series where essentially it's an audio drama of the Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
With Arrow and Canary being part of the Suicide Squad for reasons. They're about to have their season finale. Well, I think it's season finale for the episode, and I make a cameo in it.
Okay.
And it's a pretty cool cameo. I think people should stick around and check out. That's the big thing. You know, I'm also doing PSVG. Still, Nintendo Shack. We talked about a lot of stuff on there. That was pretty fun. But yeah, definitely check out Arrow Canary. You can probably find it on any podcast server you want to get on. You can check out, if you want to check out all the audio dramas by Matthew Johnson, check out the Mortalverse. If you want to check out all the audio dramas by Crystal Storm, you can check out Tales of the Forgotten Network. And it's a lot of that stuff there.
All right. All right. Anything you want to leave the audience with before we go?
Awesome. Oh, I'm probably going to be a judge on who will win again, by the way. So that's also pretty funny.
So anything you want to leave the audience with before you go? Any advice or anything like that?
Yeah. Be good to each other. You know, you don't have to bring one down to lift yourself up.
That's the truth.
Be good to each other. Look out for each other. And, just be better as people. That's the best way I can describe, man. Be better as people, man. We are too good of a society to go the route we've been going. Everything doesn't have to be a fight.
So I know you said to, I can vouch for you, but you wouldn't ask me. So I just sent you something.
Okay. You said it where?
I sent it to you on X.
Okay.
Because I think that needs to happen.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
I got you.
Oh, definitely. All right, then. Thank you, brother.
I got you.
I'll look into that.
All right. So with that being said, folks, this is another episode. I don't even know what the number is. I think we didn't hit 300 episodes. I don't know. I've lost track.
I think so.
I don't even remember. But anyways, that's the latest episode of the Casanova Podcast. If y'all enjoyed it, please make sure if you listen to it on any of the podcasting outlets, like it. Leave a rating, leave a comment, some feedback, because that's the only way we can get better as podcasters. If you, and I'm, this is an order from your tribal chief out here. Make sure you go and follow the wise man right here. I need y'all to go follow him on X, follow him on Instagram, follow him wherever else he's at. Like it, his content, sub to his channels, become a patron, jump on all the podcasts he's on, do the damn thing, because that's the order from your tribal chief. Support the wise man. And other than that, just have a good time. Y'all trying to get into content creating, whether it's podcasting, YouTube, streaming, whatever it is, have fun with it. Because if you ain't having fun with it, the hell's the point?
I agree.
So with that being said, we're wrapping up. We'll catch y'all on the next one. Stay safe. Be blessed. Have aloha. Don't fuck nobody ever. Over. Be good to people. And, you know, we'll see y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.
For your time for listening to this episode of the Casanova Podcast, number one podcast in Hawaii. If you found this episode to be incredibly enjoyable, informative, or if there's anything you gain from it or any insight or, you know, anything that's good that you really, really enjoy, make sure whatever platform you're listening to it on, or if you're watching it, leave a comment if that's available on the platform, like it, share it around with someone you think would enjoy it, and give us some feedback, because your feedback is exactly exactly what we need to keep this show going. And if you're wondering what are some ways that you could support the show, we got various ways. We've got Patreon, we have channel memberships over on YouTube, as well as Subscribestar, Coffee, and so much more. Links for everything will be in the description of the podcast, so make sure you go check that out. And with all that being said, I hope you have an aloha rest of your day.
Let them know that I'm next level. I'm a whole new kind of guy. Yeah, at the top spot in case you forgot. We the ones that got the block hot. Bullet got the shot.